I think you've got one hell of a hit there, if I'm not mistaken. That one's called "If Lies Were Money." At least that's what it's called right now. And when you go, all get together on that word "sweet," sweet. I'm telling you, you could kill fish 50 yards away on that eval. Terrific, just terrific, and it sounds so good. So the engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman working with us, and that wonderful microphone. Emily, did you say, or Edith?
Edwina.
Somewhere
in between
okay.
both of those.
Okay. South of Rich and north of Despair. Okay, so your old Settlers Music Festival. Have you played with Peter Rowan before?
We have not. Billy, our mandolin player here behind us, Billy Bright, played with Peter for some time. Good 6 years, I believe.
Wow. So. Mm-hmm. And he's a good singer, too.
Good singer, good
songwriter.
Not
as good as Tony, but, you know, he's pretty good. And so you can catch Peter Rowan at the festival. There's like 3 days of it. The Old Settlers is...
Yeah, it starts on Thursday with music in the campground, with Mandolin Orange and Billy Strings, some of our favorites that we see out on the road, as well as others. Then Friday and Saturday, sort of the main 2 days. And then on Sunday, it continues at the campground stage as well.
Right, just
it's a blast. It's one of the best. You know, we play festivals all over the country.
And if you were to tell people how to get to Camp McCullough, what would you say?
I'd just head out to Driftwood, Texas, and go to the Salt Lick. Everyone knows where the Salt Lick is.
Get to the Salt Lick, there you are.
Yeah, and if you ever come to Austin,
that's
promise me you'll hit the Salt Lick, dude.
You gotta go. Okay, so do we have another song?
Yeah, so
that last one was so darn good, I just don't know how you could top it.
Well, we'll try if you want us to. We're not going to.
Yes.
Here's another song, another new song. We've been playing this one quite a bit. We were driving home from East Texas, and we saw a woman in her, probably her 80s, with a wheelbarrow full of rocks, walking across her yard, kind of in an old-timey dress, in the middle of the summer, like it was nothing. And she must have been in her 80s, and so we kind of came up with this story around her, created a character around her, and we named this song Eliza, and She Don't Need No Man.